My whole meal is still on my base in terms of Tzitzis HaTefillin. So, yeah, last week we spoke about the last couple weeks about in terms of writing the Parshias, in terms of Yav Shemayim, somebody who's, and most Psule Tefillin are things which you can't see, which like Sidra and
Chavteches.
So Tzitzis Batim also, there are a lot of Nidim and Tzitzis Batim, but I was thinking to Batim Acher, I just asked, he offered this, like, where should you be spending your money? I mentioned this last week. Where should you be spending your money, on your Batim or on your Parshas, right? So, about them, both of them. Both of them, a lot of Germans, a very big difference between both of them. But most of the things we're going to discuss in Batim, like there are Shitas, the Tzufim, the Skumras. In the Parshas, your mom is your apostle, right? You're just like, Zin, your apostle, the David is your apostle. Most of the things we're going to be dealing with, Lamaisa, whatever, they're... but not always it's something which is going to be possible. The Chavis starts off, so the Arabatim has to be Arabi Mechayev Oif Toirin, Shavas Kuf Ches, has to be Chayev Toirin, even in the Vela Trefa Shalem. The Mar says that the Zimisim Behemoth Tmeya, which is possible, as Man Tia Tosham Picha, as we were going to write a Picha. Or it's a min, which is tar, which happens to be in the Vela and Trefa. So we all that you could ask me from Tyre, ask me minamuta picha, but it could even be a chilek, which is in the Vela Trefa, which is also the you're allowed to do that. You should do it ubel l'shma hechad efsher. What's going on is like his Rambam al Yishan when you need l'shma, when you need l'shma. The Rambam do not need l'shma. He says fakar. You don't eat it at all. If you eat it at all, it's a bit strong if you don't do Ibud. The first kasha, which is not going to be the Shema. Really, the person holding you need Ibud the Shema. And therefore, the person, the sack of the Mechaber is Hechad Efshish in the Shema. If it's not Efshir, you could be Samach on the Rambam and to put on Tefillin. He says with a bracha, without a bracha. He goes back and forth, brings down the Bekes of Hosea. You could make a bracha, but what a Maisa. And I can know again that we all do, rather we do an Ibud, and we do it Ibud.
Is that a steward to saying second making Baruch or Sex Eka? Some places says yes, some places says no.
So the Ikachra is not like the Ram. The Ikachra is.
Is like doing it?
Wait, sorry?
Ikachra is like doing it alone? You're saying,
it's more going, yeah, you're going like what Ikachra is.
And he says it because it's a Sex Eka, that's why.
It's Rambam, Rashi holds like that. The ain't sex fake. It's but see if it, no, as long as sex fake is breakers, we don't make it, right?
No.
He says if you have another 7 but you're talking about a gain sex fake, but it means gain sex fake. In other words, that even a sex fake, you'll have to make a break. It's still strictly stupid. If Shazan is the only one sex fake, it's in Sriss over there. You do make a break on it, but you know, because we don't. It has to be more like the Ikachra is the Hakkal, and if not, you make a break. If you don't make a break, then you don't do it. So the. Tzilam Echaz is a goyis of tumult, v'negeya, you should make the dalabatim from Arecha the Sharesh and Vais Echa the Shel Yad. It's supposed to be Arechad. Mishmur brings down that if you have things which are tougher ke Echad, so the Mangram says Ask Siddhar Echad. If it's tougher together, if it's Dovik b'Devek, over there is Machmir. What Chayadim says, if it's Devek, also it makes it into one. Therefore he says, you shouldn't not be Samachan. And some people even. Tefillah is no good, Devik's no good. But he says, Achilish be Machmer, he says, Batsim, if you take for Batsim, it can be one. That means the that the Dal Batim, after Prud is a Mizer, and shouldn't be attached. But look at my Jesus, so much without Devik, I call Mala, I see someone that can come with Heretz, Mama, so can actually, I feel with the Evan, Munshach. Because if you have the Divik Arecha, therefore it's only by Zachar. And it's possible. If the divik is not good enough, so then it's going to be a problem. So this is a big tumult. You have to have four separate things. Yeah. It's a little bit tricky, at least 1, 2, 3, 4, that you want them, number one, to be separate, but yeah, you also have to have ribua. If over time they start going like that, then it's going to be a problem. So what else? So the shayla is, can you put glue in between here to make it come together? So you brought out an interesting nusach here from that the chaim v'lozhin said. A kind of a lesson. They let it be medavik about it. Together, he said, yeah, it's fine, it's good, I think it's better, it's medavik together, because then it's going to stick together, we'll stick together and it won't come apart. So you're starting to go and see people having tefillin with batan devuk, he says, why are you putting on tefillin shalyan on your head? That's all one thing, and therefore. So this is a grace of tumult. This is something in terms of having glue, not having glue. About it, it's mohudr, much better, there should not be glue between, that should be one, two, three, four. It should be separate things without having glue in between. If his mom is not glued to the top, then you're getting something so much like it. So, yeah, whether it doesn't become one thing, I did it epic, and that's not for separate bottom, or it becomes, or batsam, or it's going to be separate. And so, in the Gdela Khrin is a big tumult. Some say, no, it's batsam for things, put glue together, it's not mom is making a one. It's not going to be a problem. But the Mahudidik is safe, and basically they don't put glue. Now, there are three levels. There's all the way to the top having glue, which is Shrach, I'm saying. There's some people say if you leave it a little bit open, so it's not Mamash one, because it's over here, it's separate. So that seems to be separate things, based on the Chayadam. There's more Mahudidik that I like to have it really open, and the super Mahudidik ones don't have any glue at all. That's likely the four stuff. Now, a good portion of them do have glue. It's not so mother. So the glue to the top. When I learned the sigya, so I was like, ooh, I have no idea about this. So the Ziyad next to Yeshiva Gitman. Gitman is a Batamacher who is the Talmud of Rabbi Ashiv. Him and Rabbi David Morgenstern were to save it together called Zruchin Eliyahu. It's on Batam and has all the, and they were to save it together So this Gitman, this is one of his big pet peeves. The pshat is that people who do it to the top, it's not mother, it's not kol, it's not kibbutz tzad, it's plus, right? Shlaki Ari says kibbutz, you really first one, yeah, you shouldn't do it. So he tests it for you. He'll put something down to see if there's glue or not. If there's no glue, you should have to get something down all the way through. Mm-hmm. If there is glue, you're going to get stuck. So he'll test it for you, but with one tonight. Tonight is that it's no good, you're not allowed to buy tefillin from me. Because he's I'm not doing it with no negiyas, I'm doing it with the Torah, Sakali straw. I'm not coming to say, oh, your tefillin's plus, okay, no. Okay, that's like, what? He said mine's no good, and he wouldn't send me by 12. What do you recommend? I don't know. But yeah, but I can find him.
Doesn't close it to open up when you do that?
No, so that's what I'm saying. Don't try it on yourself. They take something very small. They're able to go through, and that's how they do it. So because of the mohudit, it's a kedaitika thing that it should not. Look, if there's a little bit, beseder. If it's where they rave. They should break it to make it that it shouldn't be right. And that's one of the big things. Basically, does the Devik make it one, or the Devik does not make it one?
So that's
one. Bring it again, yeah. I'm saying that's one very important. They say, Vengea, the thing. Okay. So, and then there's the film, Michelle, Alakam Shin, Hesse, Maruba. I said, you have to do film the Shema. So, there's a whole Shiloh with the machine. There's a machine called the Shema, or is it not called the Shema? Right, but Matzah.
Why do they want to make it with glue? What's the Maiva?
Because otherwise it falls apart. You have to be a big mumcha and say it's a lot
how
of effort.
How did
they
do it?
No, that is just stay together.
How did they
keep it together? They press it and it's like, oh.
It takes much more time.
It's not even these mats, man, it actually plays. It's like, it's fine. You just bring glue, keep it together. It's a mumcha to keep it down. You have to press it and do it and then work on it. It takes a long time. Fine. Now.
The
Kibbutz is supposed to do it. He's supposed to do the Shema. So doing ID machine gets into old machine matzahs, shayla, right? Machine matzahs, the Shema, next to the Shema. So basically, the three shlavim when it comes to in terms of doing it. There's Riyasha and Shulam both have bats and Mikra Din over here. They could do ID machine. Because when you do machine, also like they're doing the Rebu, it's not that you put the machine does itself. You like have to like press. And the machine does with the kai electricity and does it more quicker and more maruba. My machine matzah, as you put it on the thing, it's on its own. You're doing nothing. It puts breath in and that's child of Shema, not Shema, you're saying that's you. What we have shad is you have to like you must say vave it, but you have the kai electricity like in something. Going and it does it much more strokes. So we can be ashes on the hell, it's okay. Right, Toiv, the Sylvester, that is, Stumberg has it sad, and maybe it's a puzzle. It's also a lot of a schita that if you have two koiches doing it, maybe it's going to be worse. We could say in the Mitzvah by Momhudik, because ones do not do it with a machine, and they do it with Avedis Yad. Now, how do they do Avedis Yad? So really, there are two ways of doing Avedis Yad. There are two Mahakam Shem Shalosh, questions, whatever. There's the machine people, which any mass produced or any factory, you know, they're just doing the machine. There's Avedis Yad. So there are two ways of doing Avedis Yad. There's Avedis Yad, they're like a bicycle. And they do the bicycle, which causes the thing to go. And you know, if you do it with your hand, but the idea could be the best, but you don't have, it's hard to do it, you don't get so much. So you do the bicycle, you're going like that, and that causes that to go out and causes the shit to go. So it's all your koyach, there's no electricity going on, but it's through a bicycle and it goes much quicker. So there are those which are the briskers, the machbah, they're not masking the bicycle. It's called koycha, it gets involved in Kama Sugas and Shas, and Baba Kama and Sanhedrin, and many Sugas and Shas, and they wanted to do a mamasha, but it's yad with the hand, and that was one of the chumers which they do. But Akopan and most Rabbi Ashevas make along the even the chachila to do with the bicycle, and it's okay to whatever machine they give, and it's okay to do it. Fine. So the tefillin has to be meruba. It has to be alchem moish v'sinai. Sefam etasun bein shi'ah ben shvay shalom moish v'sinai shem meruba is tfarin lachseinam. It has to be meruba around here, this way, that way. It's a meruba. The tefiras have to be meruba. And you have to do mokum v'shalom again. About them, grave about them, we don't care. If it's a height, versus length, and a width, we don't care so much. If you do a meruba, and after it comes mekalkel, so yish mishoim mizrach l'rabim. And you have to do it all meruba. So a couple of the mishnayos in the game. I'm going to start with the tefiras, and I'm going to go up to the top. So in terms of the tefiras, when the tefiras are meruba, then that has to be 1, 2, 3, 4. That should be all meruba, being over here, being over here. Now, there is a shayla like this. Rav Shmuel was very machmer on the tefiras. He held that you might have to see the meruba. Come out of here, always possible on the report. Now, there's another shayla like this. Let's say it goes like this. Many prayers are filling. It's like a own. It goes like this. They're not touching, but it's like that. Is that called meruba, or has the mamash be touching? Meruba the amla is mekel, the official's mamash be touching meruba. The fact that it's going like that, it's on its way, that whatever. The fried thing is going a little like that, it's not meruba, right? If it goes like that, or it's like that, a little bit then goes meruba, if it's going a little like that. He wants the mamash to touch, standard, not gonna do it. You know, when I order, I'll show you my son's phone, I just got that this week. But as I'm lying, you know, it's not a touching. I ask him to make a touch. See how they are close to there, that close to there. Mm-hmm. Goes mamash to that, and the mamash.
If it's going over like here, there, it's coming and drops out. That's the problem, or that's just the hole?
That's just the hole. Mm-hmm. That's just the hole. Now, so that's one of the things that the whole thing, it's a chumrah. Saying, move on, you know, standard, they're not going to do it, even in the mahudur places. I personally ask for it, you know, why not? Not a big deal, you know, it doesn't cost more money. Fine. Now, there's also a shayla. In the olden days, they used the two types of cloth, of stuff which they use. The cloth, the types of R. There's dakas and gasas. Dakas are very, very thin. Very, very thin. And all the years they use dakas. That's what they have. They use thin. Because gasas is much more thick, animals which are thick. And it's much stronger and much thicker. Nowadays, they do gases. A lot of miles of gases. Number one, they last longer. They're stronger. Two is, if you get a hole, so the luck is that if you get a hole, it becomes puzzle. But these are much stronger, and they don't get holes in it. On the dakas, you get a little bit masher red rubber over there, already, it's going to be puzzle to get a hole. Because it's just the inside just filled in, and they're going to be puzzle. So the olden days, they do the tefiras. When they did the tefiras, if you're going to be tofer in on the bottom, you're going right through, you're making a hole. The very, very thin. Over here, the tefiras were above. Were above on top. Our tefiras are underneath. See what they're underneath? Mm-hmm. In the olden days, they're always on the level. Because if you're going to be tofer down, you can go right through the R, you're going to pass it. Therefore, the tefiras always were on top, and they weren't pushed in. So broke out of Ikuach, they started making, like 120 years ago, they started making gases. And people started making the tefillos lower down. So someone might error that you're losing the ribua, because, you know, so we want to have ribua over here. If this is pushed in, so it's not mamash ribua. Right, this is higher than that, that's pushed in. That should be chesan ribua. The whole bottom now is not ribua, because over here is pushed down from the rest of it. So we're asking what we just write. It's like, don't know. I hear what he's saying, but all the Gdei Yishlaim had it, v'chin will make.
Why do they want
him
back?
If David wants to say maybe there's no dinner ribur over here, maybe
why do they want
David
to have it like in there? Why do they care?
It's much easier to make it
pushed in.
It's much easier when it's pushed in. They just make a hole and just make a hole straight and you stitch in. You're doing it on the top. It's much harder to make it into a straight shape. It's much easier to just make the holes straight, push it down. Then you just go like that. It's much, you know, it's much, much easier. So the dumb is maybe there's no. They try that maybe there's no din over here.
But the shame is the top part also has to be on the top.
That's the vikuach. So the is safe once maybe there's no on the top. That doesn't have to be. That's not part of it. But maybe it's right from here. Maybe it's not right from here. But you know, in sands they don't do it. Trees is still on the top, like the minute, like whatever. But other places it's safe. Now you have to have it. It's 9 o'clock. Diet. So you have to have it
square.
Now how square is square, right? So the briskers of the baby macro, like Amish had the tachas addictic, know everything. After the dictate, it has to be mamash b'dik. The Moshe says it's true. Like the Makaf, the Makaf goes. The Moshe says like, yeah, it's a pella to say that as a mamash b'tachas a dictate. About if it looks it, it's going to be feirish. They bring a raya that Tosfos brings down that it's not mamash. The Gemara says that if you're square like this, it's going to be. Well, what do you say? It's one. One by one, it says, what? It's, if you have, like, when it's squared, it's going to be, the Gemara Sukkah says it's shared, it's going to be 1, 2, 5 that way. And it says it's light dark, it's going to be a little bit off. So you see that, from the taste of it, that it's not mamish, going to be, it's not mamish, mamish, baby diok, if it's a little bit off, it's going to be okay. So, Shiva Levi's right, it's like up to a millimeter, that's okay. Up to a millimeter, then, my son's tefillin was under a tenth of a millimeter. That's a very good. That's like excellent. Nice accent. Now, one thing is very kedai when you buy tefillin is you should see it before it's painted. Because if you measure afterwards, they put 6 layers of paint, and if the parts which are maybe jutted in a little, you just cover it with paint and whatever. You want to get a good pair of tefillin, just say, I want to see it before it's painted. You know? That's what I just did, like, you know, like I said, like, you're smart. Like, no, like, whatever. Yeah, that's the, because once it's painted, you can't tell anything. You can't tell how much paint was put in, how many, therefore, it's always good to get it. It's always good to get it to see it before it's been painted. Because the prescribe was mamish b'diyok, as it's always telling how a person sees it. Well, some say up to a millimeter is okay, it doesn't mean mamish b'diyok. Now, there's a Emek Bracha, Pesach Kavavi, it's Chazanesh. So the bias has to be Meruba, and this has to be Meruba, right? Let's say this is on an angle. It itself is Meruba, but not in the same direction of the actual bias. So I'm saying, if this would be crooked like that, so this is actually Meruba, that, but it's not whatever. Do you need both of them together or not? Because this stuff that has to be both together, that's Meruba. In other words, if this ends up getting very, very crooked, then we're not going to be back. Now by the titur over here, there's halacha that this also, the titur is not part of the Meruba, right? The Mavarta, sorry. This part is not part of the Meruba. But you do need over here that there should be Hekka Meruba. Hekka Meruba means that you're making a hekker at this ribua. And this to this should be symmetrical. Yeah. This is like, you know, it's a skull, it's a ribua, you go like that, it's going to be like that. and you go like that.
This part coming in under it?
No, not that. Here, the end, this part. Here you don't need.
Oh.
You have to have a hecker.
That goes in.
A hecker that goes in, that they're straight. They're facing each other. It's a called hecker yibua. That here, it's like the skull of it. You know, this part is actually doesn't need it. This should be a hecker. There should be a hecker yibua over there. Now, in terms of...
How much does that have to be? How much does it have to be?
No, you just do a little bit. The hecker is small. The hecker is that this is symmetrical, here to here.
Yeah.
If this is going like that, that's going like that, it should be symmetrical. That's called... that's what I feel with this. In terms of... in terms of... in terms of the Berlacha discusses, in terms of if you niskakal ribua, in terms of... in terms of the if it's in skakel achakak, so Belach discusses that technically he wants it to be everywhere, that there should be the shemruba, and if we got sepasas here, pasas over here, that technically is going to be a problem. The truth is masham, which doesn't know. It's only in the corners, on the sides, like here, you don't have to worry about. It should really basically sounds like this. Everyone agrees that like the Belach means right is if you mess up, then it's going to be possible. Just in terms of what the shear is, that's going to change. We've seen in the Bar Halacha that the corners are the most high. If it's messed up a little bit, it looks as not ribua, and therefore that's going to be a matter. If it's like over here, or if it's over here, or something like that, or it's on the sides over here, something much more indented to make it, to take away its kayak ribua. So Masham, which says that's not a problem, so when it's a little bit. If we were saying it's not a problem, but it's not much at the corners, then it's going to be a problem. So how much is a problem? So if the corners not gonna have a piece chipped off, that's going to be a problem, and you have to, and a lot of times it's just that the paint comes off. It's not that there's really a problem. It's not really, if it's not a missing piece on the top, they were mocking it, and the attack is going to be a problem. Over here, if it's pushed in over here, it'd have to be much nick in order for it to be passed. So one last shot, and then we'll have to... what's the Fazan, by the way?
Okay. Yeah.
What? Nemanal?
Nemanal.
Okay, so one last shot is that a lot of times that they fill in, they fill in with like the ground R, and they fill in all like the holes and the thing. A lot of times it's like, it's not always understood that there are holes and it doesn't come out much. They fill it in. So the big discussion with the place skim is that whether sometimes they put glue inside of it to fill up. So the big shaila is that take away from the ribua shabbat, you put in tape, put in R. So the ones where the make will say, it's better to it, it's not, whatever. They like you to do with R, it's better to do with R than with other things. So the teacher was not so excited about it. He says, he thinks that if you take R tough on and you ground it up, you can't have a big piece of R because it's not going to fit. Take a ground and you fill it up. So then Shad is funny, but also got the ground as the R, and he doesn't like it so much. It makes him with his chusim. It makes a bunch of chusim. It's not a problem, but he doesn't like it so much. That's another mile to see before it's painted. They put stuff in, like you see, like my son smells my mash perfect. There's like no R, no anything. That's another mile when it comes to doing it.
Before
they paint it. Before they paint it. Once they paint it ready, then one can't say anything.